Left-wing Irish government faces no-confidence vote amid farmer protests against fuel tax. By Kurt Zindelka on April 12, 2026. The Liberal Irish government will face a vote of no-confidence amid the spiralling fuel crisis and the widespread farmer-trucker protests. Sinn Féin, the largest opposition party in Ireland, announced on Sunday that it will table a vote of no confidence in the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition government when the Dáil Parliament returns to session. The actions of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and independents have been disastrous. They have lost the confidence of the public. It is clear that they still are not listening and do not accept the scale of this fuel and cost of living crisis, the left-wing party said in a statement for the Irish Times. All reports indicate it will be more of the same half-measures from them this evening. This is unacceptable. We need the maximum reductions now, as proposed by Sinn Féin weeks ago. While the government has introduced some temporary measures, around half of Irish consumers' fuel costs go into the state coffers. Amid the burgeoning energy crisis across Europe, the refusal to make deeper tax cuts sparked nationwide protests by farmers and truckers, many of whom have taken to blocking petrol stations and refineries. It is estimated that by Sunday, around two-thirds of the country's petrol stations will have run out of petrol. Despite the widespread disruptions, the public appears to be broadly in favor of the protests, with a survey for the Irish Independent finding that 56% supported the actions of the protesters, compared to 38% who disapproved. The poll found that 46% of the public blamed the government, while 28% pointed to the war in Iran, and 26% said that the protesters were to blame. Shortly after the announcement from Sinn Féin of its plans to seek to topple the government, the populist Independent Ireland Party said that it would join the no-confidence motion. The discontent around the country is not solely about fuel prices. It reflects broader concerns, and the ongoing failure to address so many issues affecting communities in both rural and urban Ireland, the party said. Crucially, there has been a continued failure to listen to those communities. People feel ignored and disconnected from decision-making processes that directly impact their daily lives. Regardless, unless other independent parliament groups that have traditionally backed the Liberal government defect, the motion is unlikely to pass. It comes after the government deployed the Garda Police to forcibly remove protesters from their tractors in Dublin in the early hours of the morning. A leading protester, John Dallin, said, "No Irish person should have to stand for this militant style. That's the way last night was carried out, pure black and tans. Who do these people think we are? We are a peaceful protest. We are the farmers. We are the people who feed the country," he added. Even if the protest movement subsides, the widespread disruptions are likely to have some lasting impact, with Fuels for Ireland saying on Sunday that it would take up to 10 days to restore service to normal. It cannot simply be switched back on at full capacity the moment access improves. Stocks have to be rebuilt, delivery schedules reset, routes normalized, and supply patterns across the country rebalanced. "That takes time," Chief Executive Kevin McPartland said. Reopening infrastructure is a significant step forward, but it does not mean the national fuel distribution system can return to normal immediately. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.